If you'd like to turn to the book of Numbers, please, in your Bibles, book of Numbers, chapter 9. So we're going to talk about delays. Do you know anything about a delay that we might be facing? Yeah, I thought you might. That's why I thought this would be relevant. So, the title for my short little study is God-ordained delays. God-ordained delays. Delays that are ordained by God. Alright? And it's in Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 to 23. And we'll read that through. Numbers 9, verses 20 to 23, it says, "And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents." That is, they stayed in their tents, alright? "And according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed." They got out of their tents and journeyed. "And so it was, when the cloud abode from even unto morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed." If the cloud went up off the tabernacle, they journeyed, alright? Whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. "Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud carried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents." They stayed there. If it was 2 days, or a month, or a year, they stayed there, they abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, when the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Verse 23, "At the commandment of the Lord they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord, at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses." Alright? Now let's see what we can get out of that to encourage us here at Coastline Baptist Church, right? Let's pray, and I offer it to the Lord for Him to teach us from, eh? Thank you, Lord, for this passage of Scripture in Your Word, Lord, that seems to talk to us about something that's happening here at Coastline Baptist Church, Lord. And we do pray that Your Holy Spirit would be able to use this portion of Scripture tonight to speak to us, Lord, and encourage us. As we know there's a delay happening, but we're not sure what it is, we pray, Lord, that You might encourage us and comfort us, Lord, tonight as we look at these Scriptures. In Jesus' name, amen. With the continual pressures and deadlines of our modern society, unforeseen and uncontrollable delays and interruptions can be quite frustrating. Amen? Yet for the Christian, disappointing delays can sometimes be a product of God's divine foreknowledge. Sometimes it can be the Lord mercifully protecting us from problems and perilous situations that we can't possibly foresee. There's something in the head, and God's not doing something that we want Him to do, because He can see, oh, if I let them do that, they're going to get into trouble, you see. We've all heard stories about how someone's life was spared because of God's providential intervention. In such cases involving Christians, they will sometimes say that they were fortunate, or they were lucky. However, the true Christian is able to appreciate and understand that such divine delays coming from God are actually manifestations of God's love and His influence in our lives. How many times have we looked at back to some situation that took place in our own past when we took it upon ourselves to push our way through a frustrating delay, only to realise later that our decision was wrong? And we were forced to pay the price for our impatience of a bad choice. Have you ever done that? I can vouch for that. I've done some things in my time, since I've been a Christian, where, hang on, this is a bit hard, maybe the Lord's not opening the door, but I'm going to go in anyway, see what happens. Crash, bang. Anyhow, God's Word contains many examples of God-ordained delays, and our opening Scripture tonight reveals one such case. Verse 23 of Numbers 9, Numbers chapter 9, records that during Israel's journeys in the wilderness, God ordered them to start and stop at His command. No doubt, God's instructions could have seemed a bit inconvenient and frustrating to some of the Israelites at that time. I'm just cooking my dinner, hang on. Verse 21 and 22 reveal that when the cloud carried upon the tabernacle, they were to stay put, whether for 2 days or a month or a year. And when the cloud was lifted, they were to move on, whether by day or by night. Whoa! Have you ever thought about how inconvenient this arrangement might have been for the Israelites, the Hebrews? How would we have reacted to a situation like this? Everything out of our personal control, never knowing when it's about to happen, and entirely dependent, without prior notice, upon the will of the Lord. Amen? There's a good lesson here for this here in this short devotional for us tonight. It's important for us in our present situation at Coastline, as we pray for the Lord to provide us with a pastor, that we be sure to move forward or stand still at God's prompting. Amen? We need to believe and accept God's promise in Revelation 3:7, where he says, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth." We need to believe and trust that God can open doors that no man can shut, and he can shut doors that no man can open. Our task is to walk faithfully with God, knowing that he is watching our attitudes and opinions. God's watching us. Amen? We're to be careful and not to get impatient, realizing that God's delays are sometimes necessary for our own eternal good and spiritual safety. Having said all of that, however, it is also important that we don't confuse delays that have been ordained by God with those that are the result of our own unfaithfulness to the Lord or lack of proper preparation. Our planning should always coincide with God's word and his leading. It's the Lord who leads us, guides us, and instructs us. Amen? In James 4, you can turn to this one, please. James chapter 4, 13 and 14, we read about running ahead, running on ahead of God, or forcing doors he hasn't opened for us. We're going to read about that. In James 4, verses 13 to 15, here we are instructed, "Ye that say, you people that say, tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. We're going to go to this place and we're going to get work and we're going to save up a whole heap of money," all right? Verse 14 says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow." You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow even. "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." He says in verse 15, he says, you ought to say, "If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Amen? Trust in God. Look to the Lord. Amen? In chapter 6 of the book of Genesis, we are taught that God delayed his righteous judgment in the days of Noah. Noah walked by faith, heeding God's warning about future judgment. And he worked by faith, constructing the ark on dry land according to God's specifications. He built a big ship. There'd never been enough water to float a leaf, you know? Probably a leaf, but no, even a little rowboat. There wasn't enough water for that. All right? The land was watered by a mist. God told him to build this big ship. Huge thing, all right? Noah also waited by faith, and he preached by faith. God describes Noah not as an entertainer who used gimmicks to lure people into the ark, but he praised him in 2 Peter 2:5. He said he's a preacher of righteousness who warned of coming judgment. As the remaining small number of us here at Coastline determine in our hearts to continue to stand for the Lord according to his word, that's what we want to do, eh? We just want to keep standing for God. Is that right? You just want to do that? That's what we want to do. All right? I'm glad there's some young people here saying that too, because the old people are going to die, all right, and move off the scene, and we need young people coming up behind us, and we haven't got very many. I don't know what's going to happen when all us oldie people die, you know. But anyhow, as the remaining small number of us here at Coastline determine in our hearts to continue to stand for the Lord according to his word, even though there is a delay in God's provision of a pastor, we should take note of how Noah patiently persevered in his day. Despite the mocking he was forced to tolerate for 120 years. We won't even last that long. The fact that only 7 other people besides himself were saved was not a reflection of Noah's faithfulness or his unfaithfulness or the quality of his ministry, but rather it was a demonstration of the truth that the great majority of sinful men rejected God and refused his offer of mercy. And the Bible plainly tells us in Luke 17, 26 to 29, that will also be the prevailing condition of the world at the end time church, during the end time church age, just prior to the Lord's return. He said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be before the Son of Man appears and takes us out of here. What was it like on the days of Noah and the days of Lot? How many people got saved in Lot's time? Even his own wife got turned to a pillar of salt. right? Not many people escape the wrath, you see. And just because we go out and somebody, hey, you people that went out tonight, you ladies that went out and some old lady skitched onto you, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're going to get a lot of knockbacks. A lot of people, as in the days of Noah, people, they mocked Noah, and they mocked a lot too. Remember it said his sons-in-laws mocked him. Thought he was a joke, alright, when he told them, you need to get out of the city, there's disaster coming. And they stayed there, got done in, see. But anyhow, the Bible plainly tells us in Luke 17, 26 to 29, that will also be the prevailing condition in the world and in the end time church, just prior to the Lord's return. As I stated at the beginning of this short message, sometimes a delay can be the Lord mercifully protecting us from problems and dangers that we can't possibly see up in the future. That's good, eh? If we're walking with the Lord and serving Him according to His Word, He will protect us from ourselves most of the time, alright? We don't know why God is delaying in answering our request for pastor. We don't really know why, alright? But we do know that while we walk with Him by faith, as Noah did, and faithfully serve Him, He will bless us. Amen? We know that. How do we know? Well, I know from my own life, it's been pretty good since Pastor James left. God's still blessing us as we walk with Him. Alright? Well, we haven't got a pastor though. Well, He's still blessing us as we walk with Him. That's the main thing. We've got to keep walking with Him and He will bless us. Let's not be panicked into resorting to gimmicks like C3, okay, and entertainments in order to attract more people. And let's not compromise God's truth in order to skirt around God's delay, forcing open a door to attract ourselves a pastor that He hasn't sanctioned. We could get a pastor. We could get one. All right? But would not be God's choice if we go around what God's doing with us. Let's just be patient and faithful. Amen? Let's pray and close the service, eh? Or Steve, how about you stand up and pray, close the service for us, mate, please?